DW Mobile.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing today? This is Tyler.
Just got off from the
Lowe's right now to pick some materials up for tomorrow for my guys. They got to rough in a porch over the house in Greenville.
Well, that sounds like very productive. Glad you're out doing something, man. Is this like a professional job, or is it just a favor for a friend? Professional job.
I work for a commercial electrical company, so we're doing the electrical on a porch addition at a kind of higher end house over on Hampton Avenue in Greenville. We don't do a lot of residential, but we're doing this one.
Stay safe in this rain, though. It gets kind of overbearing at times.
We've had to put a lot of work off this week because of the rain. I'm hoping the weather forecast is correct and it's fair and, you know, 60 or so degrees tomorrow, because if not, we'll have to put it off again, unfortunately.
Don't worry about my friend.
Eventually, even if it doesn't tomorrow, but I'm hopeful. I think the weather's been pretty accurate this week, so we'll see what's going on. I think we'll get it done.
Hope you do, Tyler. I really do. You got any plans for the weekend?
Thought that far ahead yet. I just try to make it through the week, and then I'll probably decide. But hopefully I'll get to do something good, because I think it's supposed to be nice weather this coming weekend, too. I think Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So try to get outside a little bit. With the weather here lately, I felt a little bit cooped up inside.
It can be. You know, good thing about a rainy day, though, it's always a good day to get on the ham radio.
To have that as an indoor activity, I've not gotten to do as much of it as I wanted to here lately. I got probably about an hour on HF last night, made a couple contacts, parks on the air, late shift stuff, so that was good. But 40 was pretty good. 40's been pretty good for the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, it seems like, which is nice. Up before that, for seems like 2 months, it's just been real bad, like S7 plus S9 noise sometimes, and haven't had much luck hearing anybody. 20's been pretty good here lately, and past 2 weeks, I've made even some contacts on 10 meters. It's opened up a few times.
Well, that's good. You have a skip on the CB radio. I have a Kroger 29 running in my car, in addition to the ham radio. I've heard a lot of skip this week so far, and man, let me tell you, when the skip rolls through and you're trying to get into contact with a local base station on CB, you can't get to them. That skip is strong.
What kind of antenna are you using on your base station for your 11-meter CB?
I have a CB base station. All I got is in the car, but I'm running on top of the car. It's a Wilson 1000 nav mount.
Do it'd be probably a fun project and easy is you ought to look up and see if you can't build yourself a directional beam, something like even a 2-element, you get a lot of gain. You might could even get a 3-element in the 10 and an 11-meter, you know, frequency. The size of the elements are not that unwieldy. It's pretty easy to do, like a wire beam with fiberglass rods or fishing rod supports for it, and you'd be surprised, even with just 2 elements and a little bit of gain, how much further away you can pick stuff up.
Just an antenna and no amplifier, right?
Amplifier needed. Just the antenna will do more for you probably than an amplifier. A good antenna is the first place you always want to go before you even worry about pushing more power. My HF station, I'm only running, it's a 100-watt transceiver. I only have it up to 80 most of the time. And it's the antenna that makes all the difference. And it's one of the easiest things you can do. You can build most antennas with just basic parts and do it yourself.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I'm going to have to step out the car for a minute and grab the mail from my mom and stepdad. I'll be right back.
Here. If I'm not, I'll talk to you a little bit later. W4CTW, I'll be monitoring.
I'm back.
W, I'm still here. I've got about two more red lights till I get to Lowe's so I can talk for another minute.
That's fine. I'll sit right here and talk to you for that minute. Have you ever heard of the Piedmont Boys?
What's that?
A local band from the upstate, and they'll be playing at a place called Steady's in Easley, and it only will cost you $5 to get in.
Taking place.
Friday night.
I don't know what I'll be doing Friday night, but I'll keep it in mind. What kind of music do they play?
They are mainly country. They have a lot of originals out, and they're pretty good.
Huge country fan, but I will definitely keep an open mind at the very least. I'm more of a classic rock and roll fan probably myself.
The heart and you're too late. You give love a bad name.
The one I've heard before.
I like AC/DC, Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses. I like all them old guys. They're pretty good.
I didn't say, have you ever listened to Rush before?
Love a lonely heart.
I'd be in Rush.
Probably hadn't. I don't know who Rush is.
A Google search or a YouTube search and see who they are and listen to some of their stuff and see if you like them or not.
From the 80s, I'll probably like them. Now, I'll tell you one I really like is Bruce Springsteen with the Born in the USA album.
People know that song, and the only words to it they know are Born in the USA.
Yeah, I don't know all the words to it. But yeah, I like that song. I got that entire album on my phone. It's a good album.
Listen to it and enjoy it. I'm sitting here parked at Lowe's, and I need to go in and pick up some wire. So it was good talking to you, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again in the near future. This is W4CTW, and I'll be clear on your final.
W4CTW-KO4WWZ. Send your grief to you, sir, and I'll be clear from the repeater as well. I gotta go in and get some stuff cleaned up and get ready for work and do all this over again in the morning. KO4WWZ.